Have you missed me? Welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the best alternative music online, featuring bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. Play music that matters. If you want to get in touch, please do so via the social media. I'm on Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, via Facebook, that's just The Codfather, you see my ugly mug on there, or nip over to the website www.thecodfatherdj.com. So join me for an hour of quality music. First up on the jukebox, we have Mother Vulture. They're a Bristol four-piece who play Ectic Blues Punk. And they actually say their live shows are so chaotic, they'll leave you with horrific injuries. And in their words, permanent hearing loss. The best band to have ever existed, according to themselves. Enjoy the pedal heavy riffage of Mother Vulture. This is Joker's Smile.
Yeah.
it. That was Pagan and Silver. They're dwelling in Melbourne. The Aussie four-piece spent their youth existence, young existence, building a cult attraction, and their wild performances and bittersweet death rock and roll, along with blistering live shows, have earned them support acts at national tours, playing stadiums and sweaty music clubs alike, making an impact at every stage of their play. So join the Pagan cult if you haven't already. Right, up next, we have a band called Old Grey. They're an American emo band from New Hampshire, who had a short-lived career due to member Cameron Boucher forming punk band Sorority Noise, whose prominent rise in popularity forced Old Grey to take a long period of inactivity. So, check out Vulcan Death Grip.
What did you do?
I was unprepared for his attack. I instinctively used the Vulcan Death Grip.
Thank you.
playing the music that matters. This is the Codfather and his alternative jukebox. And that was the Go-To-Beds and Cold Gold. LA's all right. Pittsburgh punk rockers who are currently touring to promote their third album. Debt Begins at 30. And they're playing the Brudenell in Leeds on November the 25th. And Islington, London, November the 27th. So get yourself down there. Up next, we have Blood for Blood, a hardcore metal band who formed in 1994, drawing inspiration from the Boston hardcore scene and bands like Sheer Terror, Carnivore and Killing Time. The band went on a hiatus in 2004 until 2010 due to songwriter and guitarist Rob Lynn deciding touring with the band would be detrimental to his newfound sobriety, having had an addiction to heroin and was an alcoholic for many years. This is Some Kind of Hate.
White trash, hardcore, rock and roll, fuck you!
Just run away. Sometimes I feel like I just gotta get a gun. suffering we do know is stones.
Dutch punk rock band John Coffey with Dirt and Stones. They took their name from the character John Coffey from the movie Green Mile. They've been active from 2005 to 2016, and they gained a lot of interest when a video went viral of their singer catching a beer while standing on the crowd, not in it, on it, so he must have been sort of crowd surfing. Somebody's lobbed him a beer and he's managed to catch it, so there you go. Right, I'd just like to take a minute to make a big thank you to each and every one that actually turned up to Santiago's last Friday. As you know, we had an event, an evening with the Codfather. So a big thank you to John Penn, Cats That Bark, Knuckle, Bikini Death Race, the Cod Crew, Nathan Downs, Dr. Hearns, for whom it wouldn't have been possible to take place. A big, big thank you to Jay Mack, the photographer, who actually worked his socks off during the evening. So any band or venues that are looking for a photographer, he's your man. Contact him at Insta, and that's Instagram. It's I Am Jay Mack. It's Jaymack. Get him on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ Jay Mack. Competitive rates, and he is an excellent, excellent photographer. So there you go. But yeah, it was a great night, and it was only made possible by all these guys. So thank you. If you missed it, make sure you get to the next one, because I'm sure there will be one coming up very shortly. We're all queued up. Right, Church of Non-Believers, a next electro-soul-punk five-piece from Hull, playing sermons for the broken hearts with songs that explore the darker side of life. All married together with layers of electronics and art rock culture. I do believe Danny Rowe, who was in Cats That Bark, actually started out in this band, so there you go. Church of Non-Believers. Grave digging.
I used to be no one on the council estate. Then I met the guy and he bade me in fame. He used to dress me well, he used to buy me meals. I used to be no one, I used to be no one. When I began
Rev and Nightwine, four-piece based in Modena, Italy. They've been hailed as one of the finest new shoegaze bands. Clocked up airtime and praise from BBC Six Music. And they've taken their notorious live shows across the UK and Europe. And they're playing Chameleon Arts Cafe, Nottingham, on October the 25th. So, if you're in the vicinity, go and see them. Up next, we have Three Birds Blind, a three-piece from Essex who play progressive ambient rock music with huge bass lines and thunderous drums. You're listening to The Alternative Jukebox with me, The Codfather.
Some way up within the cold air pulls me down, further down, where the oxygen needn't cloud your mind. So dispose so time for the dawn.
So there you go. That was Magic of Meccan by Dry Cleaning. Four-piece from South London, channeling punk, pop and new wave with a side odour of Los Lung Americana. They have a six-track EP out called Sweet Princess. So if you like that, I did very much. Go and buy it. That's what I can say. I must apologise for having no background music. Some people might actually be thankful of that. But Nathan's not with me today. Selfish, selfish little sod that he is. He's leaving me to it, so he does all that technical stuff. I'm keeping it very basic, DIY. So anyway, I hope it isn't spoiling your joy of the music. So moving on, we've got Tally Hall, formed in 2002, and they're fronted by Ann Arbor. The five-piece are known by the colour of their ties. So the guitarist, Rob, is yellow. Joe, the other guitarist, is red. Bassist, Ruben, is blue. Andrew on keyboards is green. They play an infectious blend of 60s pop harmonies with a garage rock work ethic, all done with a playful sense of humour. So, check this out. It's Banana Man.
Do you see Banana Man hopping over on the white hot sand? Here he come with some for me, freshly taken from banana tree. Banana Man, me want a done. Give me double and a bonus one. Give me more for all me friends. This banana flow will never end. Do you want a banana? Peel it down and go mm-mm-mm-mm. Do you want a banana? This banana for you. Tonight we dance around the flame. Then we get to play the spirit game. Spirit names we shout out loud. Shake the thunder from the spirit cloud. All the songbirds in the tree chant a tune to let the spirits free. Then we see them in the night, spirits jumping by the firelight. Do you want a banana? Peel it down. Do you want a banana? You're too uptight, you know. You could laugh and kick it back and go. But without a rhythm or a rhyme, you do not banana all the time. Fly away from city on the run. Try to make a little fun. Look, you come to the bungalow. After that you tell me don't you so. Don't you love the bumping and the drum? Make it shake until the bongo numb. Let the bongo play until you drop. This banana never stops. Troubles and go with the flow. Forget about whatever you may never know. Like whether whatever you're doing is whatever you should. And whether anything you do is ever anything good. And then forget about banana when it's sticking your throat. And when they make you wanna bellow while you're stuck in a choke. And then forget about the yellow from the colorful man. And if you take another one and make a mark of your plan.
It's 9 o'clock and it's getting dark and the sun is falling from the sky. I've never left so early and you may wonder why.
Thank you. banana make you go insane. Floating back to busy town. No banana make you want to frown.
Do you want the banana?
From the Fiends. They're a four-piece hailing from the seaside town of Sunny Scarborough. As aired on BBC Radio 1, and they've appeared on Sky 1's Soccer AM. That was, like I said, their debut single, Freedom. Certainly one to look out for. Their forthcoming single, What Are You Dreaming, is out on August 16th. Hopefully we can get a copy of it and play it on here. By the way, thanks for the emails, guys. I know you send me a lot of your stuff. I have to sift through a hell of a lot, but keep them coming. Like say, you've been played today on the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox. Right, somebody just messaged me and said, J-Mac again, I'm going to give you the photographer's number from what he did for us at the evening with the Codfather. If you're looking for a photographer for your band or your venue, you can get him on Instagram at IamJMac, that's J-A-Y-M-A-C-K, or you can get him on Facebook, www.facebook.com/JMacPhotography. Like I say, he's an excellent photographer and he has got competitive rates. Right, I'm about done. It's been a bit lonely this week in the studio. Nathan not being around, but I'll thank him anyway and the rest of the COD crew Dr. Innes and Susie, Smile Radio, for putting me on their airwaves, and of course you for tuning in. You can catch this show and all previous episodes at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Want to be considered for the playlist? If you're an original artist or band, send me a tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been tuned into the best online alternative jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. Seeing us out this week is Knuckle with a rather poignant song they played last week at an evening with yours truly. This is Meet Me at the Station, and I'll catch you next week.
This next song is a new song. It's sadly my cousin, he took his own life a few years back, and it's about him. So his name's Jordan Firth, it's called Meet Me at the Station.